Davar Be'ito Matov. We have Parshas Mos, Parshas Hagolus. We're going to talk about a very lofty topic, Shchinta Begalusa. I'm not really qualified to talk about this topic from the full gamut of what's been written on it, especially within Torah Hanister. Perhaps we can touch on just a bit of it toward the end of this year. But I just want to get us somewhat acquainted with the topic. It really has a basis in Nigla as well, and it's based on all kinds of sources in Gemara, in Midrashim, in Zohar HaKadosh, of course, and also in Psukim in Tanakh. And I'd like to be able to discuss this topic from different perspectives. First of all, in terms of the takeaway for us, how it makes us better people to understand in terms of our own Avodas Hashem, that there's such a concept, to understand the different aspects of what it means Shechinta Begalusa from our perspective, if you could say from the perspective of Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and again, try to get a little bit of a taste of how deep this notion really goes. Chazal tell us in Megillah Daf Chaf Tes, Tanya Rav Shim ben Yechoi Yomer, Bo Re'ei Kama Chaviven Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how beloved we are before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebechol Makom Shegolu Shechina Imohem. Wherever they went into exile, the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with them. Golu L'Mitzrayim Shechina Imohem. They quote a pasuk on this. Golu L'Bavel Shechina Imohem L'Manchem Shulachti Bavela. And so too, La'asid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, the Shechina will come back with us. The Shav Hashem El Kecha Es Shivuscha. Doesn't say Veheshiv, it says the Shav, he himself will come back together with us from the ghosts. So the Gemara is making an astounding idea, astounding comment about the Shechina going with us into Golos. It mentions Mitzrayim, it mentions Bavel, and then it goes to La'asid Lavo. Other Midrashim, Yerushalmi and Tainis Midrashim as well, identify all the Goliaths. Golu L'Mitzrayim, Golu L'Bavel, Golu L'Madai, Golu L'Yavon, Golu L'Romi. Whatever Golus it is, it's not just the Golus of Chal Yisrael, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. There's a Mechilta which we'll soon see in Parshas Bo that elaborates very much on this idea, quoting numerous psukim, developing the notion of Golu, wherever it was, Shechina Imohem. When we speak about Golus Mitzrayim, there really is a very specific pasuk that almost like Pshuto Shel Mikra, if you could say that, sounds like it's saying the very idea. Pasuk in Parshas Vayigash, when Hashem tells Yaakov b'maros halayla in Be'er Sheva, you're going down to Mitzrayim, don't be afraid. Anochi ered imcha Mitzrayimah, ve'anochi alcha gam olo. I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. The Ramban alludes to this idea, and so does Rabbeinu Bechaya, when they notice that Unklis translates the word Ered in a very specific physical way. Echos, I'm going to go down with you. Usually when you find, with reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the verb of Yered, Yerida, like Vayir Hashem al-Har Sinai, even today in this week's Parsha Shmos, Va'ered l'hatzil yad Mitzrayim, the Targum will say, Yisgilei, he reveals himself, not using the physical description of Hashem going down. And here, Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayima, the Targum says, Echos, to go down. Both Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Ramban point out that's because the Targum is trying to highlight the notion of Shechinta Begalusa. We know that Yitzias Mitzrayim and Golus Mitzrayim represents, it's the archetype of Golus and Geula in general. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu says Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim, Anochi Alcha Gam Olo, it's really saying here in Mitzrayim and also in the future. We know that there's a problem with the numbers. 70 Shivim Nefesh Yadu V'Sacha Mitzrayim. The Torah makes the calculation in Vayigash, and yet we do the math. We're missing one. Yocheved Torah counts possibly Yocheved being the 70th, all kinds of shitas actually in the Midrash and how you get the 70. So one opinion in the Midrash is Kviyachol Hashem was Mashlim. What does that perhaps mean? In fact, that Kishbrochu is Mashlim, the Shivim Nefesh is the notion of the Shekhinah itself going down to Mitzrayim. There are those who want to suggest that even the opinion of Yocheved, it really has to do with the same idea. Yocheved, of course, is the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Yocheved could perhaps also allude to the Shekhinah itself. And if you take the Gematria of Yocheved, you get the number 42, which is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shema Menbeis. And Yocheved has the Shoresh of Kavod, which is also perhaps an allusion to the Shekhinah. So here within the description of Golas Mitzrayim, you have embedded in the Pesukim themselves the association with Shekhinah went down to Mitzrayim. We'll see more about this as we go along. If we think about this notion of Shekhinah Begalusa, there are different aspects of it we should identify. And they are very, each one is distinct and should be elucidated. We have, from the perspective of Klal Yisrael, knowing that the Shekhinah is with us. What does it say about us? What does it say about Kodesh Baruch Hu? There's a perspective of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, being in Golus and being redeemed. What does that mean? And there's the notion of the relationship. The fact that it's not just us, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does it say about the nature of the relationship between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael? So let's highlight a number of distinct points. One idea which is very much part of the larger notion of Shekhinah Begalusa is the words Tsar of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is mitztayer along with us. It's not just that we suffer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachu suffers as well. If you look in the Mechilta, it's clear that that's a distinct idea within Shekhinah Begalusa. That Mechilta at the end of Parshas Bo, which has all the various psukim to develop Shekhinah Begalusa, so it begins by saying, how do you know that when we are mishtabe, when we are subservient in Galus, the Shekhinah is also suffering? That's the beginning of the Mechilta. Later on, the Mechilta goes on to say, how do you know that Kiviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu was redeemed along with us? That's the beginning of the Mechilta. That means that the Shekhinah is mitztayer along with us. Tsara de Shekhinah. What's the source for that idea? So the Mechilta quotes two psukim. One is, a number of psukim, but among them, there are two. One is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Gimel. V'chol tzarasam lo tzar. It's Haftorah, I believe, a Parshas Nitzavim, the seventh of the Shiva de Nechemta. V'chol tzarasam lo tzar. How is it rendered? When Klal Yisrael is suffering, lo tzar, lamed vav, it's also affecting Hashem. The truth is, if you look in the psukim, it would seem that the Kri is Lamed Aleph, Lo Tzar. It's the Ksi of Lamed Vav that the Chazal are working off of. Rashi, for example, learns, according to the Kri, that with all that Hashem made us suffer, it wasn't so bad. Lo Tzar. It wasn't so terrible. Lo Heitzer Lehem Kifib Malim could have been a lot worse according to what we deserved. According to the Chazal, and Ibn Ezra, interestingly enough, goes that way. He says, "Adera Chazal, lo tzar, it's as if it would be a vav, ki ilu gam hu haya bitzara, and therefore he made sure to redeem us quickly." The other source is a pasuk we're all familiar with in Tehillim Tzadi Aleph, Yoshe B'Seser, where it says, "Imo anochi bitzara." Yikre'eni ve'eneyu imo anochi v'tzara. I am with him in the suffering. Both the psukim indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering along with Klal Yisrael. What's the distinction between the two psukim? Chol tzarasam lo tzar, imo anochi v'tzara. the Gemara in Tainis quotes both Psukim as well to explain what it says in the Mishnah there, in the beginning of the second parak in Tainis, that at a certain point in the progression of the Tainios, they would take out the Teva, the Aron Kodesh, to the main square, Rechov HaShoir, and they would put Efer, they would put ash, it says, Al Gabi HaTeva. And the question is why? So the Gemara asked in Daf Tes Zayin, Lama Nosim Efer Mikla Gabi Teva? Rav Yehuda ben Pazi says, Ima Onochi Vitzara. Rish Lakish says, B'chot Tzarasem Lo Tzar. Each one quoted a different pasuk. So what's the difference? If you look at that Mechilta that we've been discussing at the end of Parashas Bo, the Mechilta makes clear the distinction. Because initially he quotes the pasuk, B'chot Tzarasem Lo Tzar. And then the Mechilta asks, Ein Li Ela Tzaras Tzibur. Tzaras Yachid Minayim. That explains the collective suffering of Klal Yisrael. What about individual suffering? Talmud Lomar Yikre'eni Ve'eneyo Imo Anochi V'tzara. And it goes on with other psukim as well to illustrate that point. According to the Mechilta, B'chol Tzarasim Lo Tzara Tzaras HaRabim. And Imo Anochi V'tzara is Tzaras HaYachid. In other words, when you have Tzar, it's not just the Klal Yisrael as a whole, the community, it's also the tzar of every yachid v'yachid. And that's what the two psukim correspond to. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Memvav, that Rav Meir said, B'shah sha'adam mitzdayer, Shechina malash no meres, Kalani meroshi, kalani mizroi. The Shechina kabyachu was saying, it hurts, it hurts. The head hurts, the arm hurts. Discussing there, Harugei Beis Din, the Gemara makes a Kavachomer, the Mishnah there makes a Kavachomer, Daman Shel Tzadikim, when a Jew is suffering, a Jew is being killed. So, Kaviyachol is also Mitzdar, that's a Yachid. But that's also part of Shechinta Begalusa. Every Yachid, the Yachid, who's in pain. There's a personal Galus, there's the individual within the larger Galus. It's not just the Tzara of the Tzibur, it's the Tzara of Kol Yachid, the Yachid. We find Imo Anochi V'tzara coming up in this week's parish, of course, in a Rashi. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself to Moshe? Why a bush? So actually the Midrashim bring about 12 reasons for it. Rashi takes the one that he feels is closest to Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's the Derech of Rashi. Rashi is very selective in the Midrashim that he quotes. So Rashi quotes the opinion, the Medrash, Imo Anochi V'tzara. What is the message of Imo Anochi V'tzara? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzdayer in the tzar of every individual Jew. So what's the chiddush over here? It's not just that there's a tzara klolis, that Klal Yisrael is in golus, Klal Yisrael is suffering on a national level, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzdayer of every single yid, every Jew in Mitzrayim who's being taxed and being put to work and crying, all of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that pain as well. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the pain. Ki adati esmach ovav. Hashem is suffering with us is a way of saying that Hashem is no seba'ol. Hashem bears our load. Hashem feels our pain. There's another pasuk that's also quoted in the Mechilta. Also Rashi in Chumash brings this medrash. The image that's used at Matan Torah in Parshas Mishpatim, describing the Nevuah there, it says, Vayiru Esel Elkei Yisrael. This Canaan witnessed a Mara Nevuah. What was it? They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, V'tzachas Raglav K'masei Livnas HaSapir. Beneath his feet was the image of a sapphire brick. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes, and it's the Mechilta here, and the Midrashim as well, that was Kibiyachal, what Hashem had in front of him, Bishas Hashibud, Liskor, Sarasim Shay Yisrael, Shayim Mishubadim, B'mai Selevenim. So, what we see here is that the notion of Shechinta Begalusa, one level of Shechinta Begalusa is the notion of Nosei Ba'ol. Hashem felt our pain, and connected with our pain and had a reminder, so to speak, about our pain. So the first takeaway, which I think is very basic and critical, and something that the Bali Musar, Avobi, among others, highlight, is the message for us is the importance of being nosei ba'ol. Hashem is being nosei ba'ol, and we have to emulate our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu afata. If Hashem is nosei ba'ol for the tzibur, for the yachid, that extends to us as well. And we know this is true. Chazal tell us, for example, regarding the tzibur. The zman that the tzibur is bitzar, if there's a collective suffering, then we can't feel like we're separate from that. We can have a good time, we can have the usual comforts. Chazal tell us in Tainis Daf Yud Aleph, there's an isser of Tashmish Hamita in times of famine, we learn it out from Yosef. It says further over there, Bizman Shri Yisrael Shruyim Bitzar, Upire Shachad Mehem. One person decides not to show the same extent of empathizing with the tzara. So Malachi Yesharis say, this individual who's pushed from that tzibur shall not witness the nechama of the tzibur. Furthermore, there, Bizman Shri Tzibur Shari Bitzar, Al Yomar Adam, person shouldn't say, Eilech Lebesi, I'll go home and I'll eat and I'll drink, or Shamalecha Nafshi. No. Yitzayar Atzmo Im Atzibur. As we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Mechama with Amalek, by Yikhu Eben, by Yasimu Sachtav, he didn't have a comfortable pillow to put his hand on, he had to use a stone. Again, Yisrael Shvuyim Bitzar, so Moshe says, I need to show that sense as well of being a little less comfortable than I otherwise be. That's being nosi ba'ol with the tzibur. And we also find on the individual level, also in our parasha, Vayigdam Moshe, Vayeitze Lechav, Vayar B'Sivlosa. What does he see? He sees individual Jews here and there who are suffering. And Rashi comments, Vayar B'Sivlosa, Nasan Eina V'Liba V'Yos Meitzer Aleya. What does it mean? He's Nosei Ba'ol. This is Moshe Rabbeinu being Nosei Ba'ol with the Yachid. Ravobi writes numerous places that the Yisod of Nosei Ba'ol is Yisod B'chol Habriya. In the Sefer Alei Shur Chelek Aleph, in his Mavo to Shar Harvi, he talks a little bit about Nosei Ba'ol. Just as the Shechina is Nosei Ba'ol, so do we have to be Nosei Ba'ol? And he says it goes for everybody. And whoever might be suffering, we should feel their pain. The tzaddik is sovel, we should be nosei ba'ol with the tzaddik. A rasha is sovel, it might be his own doing, but we're nosei ba'ol as well. We think about how he's hurting himself. We feel bad. He says, how foolish is it for some people that they hear about a rasha and he's obviously going to pay a very steep price for how he's behaved? And it's so quick to say, oh, Yimach Shemo, it's coming to him. Yeah, it might be coming to him. But there has to be a sensitivity as well. And he tells a story from the Alter of Kelim about a particular Shabbos Kodesh. Typically, the Alter of Kelim on Shabbos, his countenance would shine. You could see it on his face. One particular Shabbos, the Talmidim saw it, it wasn't the same. It looked like a weekday for him. It didn't have that special glow that he usually had on a Shabbos. That was true Friday night. It was true the whole Shabbos day. And then after Shabbos was over, after Abdullah, the Simcha Zissel of Kelim, let out a sigh. He said, ah, Peretz Monishkin died. Who was he? He was a Jewish writer who wrote very much against Torah and against religion. But he was a talented writer. He died of tuberculosis in his 40s. And he died, says, and he had learned in Cheder, I guess, as a child, so he knew a little bit, but then he decided to go his own way. So Rav Simcha Zissel, the Alter of Kelim, said, what his neshama is going to have to go through now in Olam HaEmes. So he felt for the pain of the neshama of this maskil, of this irreligious Jew. So that's the first message of being nosei ba'ol im chavero. But it's not just im chavero. It actually goes a step further. It's a very sublime idea. And I'm going to share with you now, but you find this in Sfarim HaKadoshim as well. If we say Hashem is suffering, and He's teaching us to be nosei ba'ol, then nosei ba'ol can also mean that we feel bad for the fact that Hashem is suffering. In other words, the Shechina is experiencing pain. So that means that when a person thinks about that, they should feel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we feel for you. So the Sfarim say, the Degel Machane Ephraim Parshas B'Shalach, if a person is in tzar, and he's davening not for their own personal pain, but for the pain of the Shechina, because we said if a person is suffering, then the Shechina suffers. Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi. Then the person is zocher that the Yisurim would be lifted. It's a very high madrega. The Bnei Yisrael says, Pshat in the Pasuk in Shir HaMalos Kuf Chaf, in Tehillim, Shir HaMalos El Hashem Batzaras Ali Karasi Vayaneni. That a person's mispalel for the sake of Kiviyachal, the Tzar HaShechina, such a tefillah doesn't have any barriers to being accepted. Shechinta Begalusa. There's a notion called El Kod Meir Aneni. So some explain, Rav Meir was the one who said in the Mishnah Sanhedrin that the Shechina is Mitzdayer. Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi. So Kod Meir, if a person is davening for the sake of that idea of Rav Meir, for the Tzar of the Shechina, Aneni, then they get answered. It's really a medrash. In Tehillim, Yalkut Shimoni, Tuf Breish Ayin Tes, on the Pasuk Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, which is Mizmor Chav, the Medrash quotes the other Pasuk, Yikre'eni ve'aneyu, Imo Anochi v'tzara. Says the Medrash, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'shash Imagas Tzara li'Yisrael. Ve'hem v'akshim osi, ve'yu mishtatfim kvodi imohem. They bring my kavod with them to feel not just for themselves, but for the Shechina, for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'osashani onosam. Then I respond and I answer in kind, Shenema Yikre'eni ve'aneyu. Chaim V'lajner, Kiyodua Nefesh HaChaim, is Ma'arech on this idea. He takes even a step further. He says on Rosh Hashanah, if a person is able to put aside their own personal petty needs and focus on the fact that it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the highest madrega of tefillah, and that's what a person should be thinking about on Rosh Hashanah. So what does it show us? That nosi ba'ol is not just to be nosi ba'ol im chavero, or with the tzibur, but even to be nosi ba'ol kiviyachol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The notion nosi ba'ol, of course, Volbi develops this point too, is a chesed, is an act of chesed for the person, that you're commiserating with. After all, part of the experience of suffering is not just the actual suffering itself, the physical, the emotional suffering. It's also a psychological and existential idea. The person feels that they're by themselves, that they're lonely, that they're cut off. To the extent that they're aware of the fact that someone is bearing their load with them, they feel better, a little lighter. They can see more cause for hope. And this is also something we find in our parsha, where Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that dialogue by the Sneh, so if they ask me, what is his name? Ma'omar Aleyan. And Hashem says, Ekya Asher Ekya. So there are many, many Shatim, and what this name of Hashem means. Rashi quotes in the Gemara Brachas that Eyeman b'tzara zu, just like I'll be with them b'tzara acheres. What does it mean? Hashem is telling Moshe that Kali Yisrael can be reassured. I'll be with them. I'll see them through it. You're not alone. That's also the notion being nosei ba'ol, conveying the sense of rachamim, but conveying the sense that you're not in it by yourself. I'm sharing your pain with you, and I'll see you through it, and I'll be with you. I want to come back for a minute to the Pasuk in Mishpatim, the Mara Nevuah Matan Torah, which was one of the sources for the idea that Hashem remembers our suffering. And the beginning of the Nevuah was, there was an image of Maisa Livna Sasapia. And what does it say further there in the Pasuk? Uche'etzem Hashamayim LaTohar, like the essence of the sky in its purity. What does that mean? How does Nevuah lead into that? So Rashi comments that that refers to the Geula. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Nosi Ba'o, as it were, when we were suffering. But then we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, Misha Nigalu, Haya, Or V'chedva Lefana. Then there was light and joy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Volbi says something beautiful over here as well in Shiurei Chumash. Nosi Ba'o, we think, means when someone is down, someone is suffering, so we feel their pain, and we share their pain. But it's not just situations of tsar that we're called upon to connect and to empathize and to feel connected to someone else. Let's say someone's having a simcha. Let's say things are going well. So there's also the midah of nosi ba'o in the opposite direction. In other words, to feel the simcha, to feel the joy. Sometimes it's easier for somebody to share in someone else's pain when they're down. But let's say they're making a simcha. So sometimes it's a little bit of jealousy. Sometimes it's you don't quite feel as happy as you should feel. It's not like it's your simcha. Pain is sometimes easier to feel, but simcha, yep. Maybe you don't forgive completely. Here you see with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a complete identification with Klal Yisrael, both in the times that they were down, times of suffering, and also in times of joy. And this should be true for the Yachid and for the Tzibur, just as we said before. The Yachid is having a simcha, we should feel the joy of the Yachid. If the Klal Yisrael has Yeshua, we should feel the simcha of the Tzibur. Rav Volbi brings a story about one of the Bali Musa, Rav Avraham Grudzinski, happened to be sitting with his family in Varsha. And in the middle of whatever it was they were eating, he gets up from the table and starts dancing around the table without any explanation. Everyone wonders, what are you doing? And he explains that he realized at this very moment his good friend was making a simcha in some other location. He wasn't able to come to be at the simcha. But even if he couldn't be at the simcha in person, but he felt the joy, and so he had to express it, and he began to dance for the simcha that his friend was experiencing at that very moment. That was his genuine feeling of imishtatif in the simcha. And this feeling for the joy of someone else is also in our parsha. Where do we find it? By Aaron. When Hashem tells Moshe, don't worry, you're chosen to be the savior, the leader to take B'nai Yisrael to Mitzrayim. You're worried about Aaron, how he's going to feel. He won't have the slightest sense of jealousy. To the contrary, Beruacha Nesamach Belibo. He will be happy for you. And it says in the Medrash, Rashi quotes it also, Bekitzer, that in the merit of Beruacha Nesamach Belibo, Aaron HaKohen was zoche to wear on his breast, on his chest, the Urim V'Tumim. Right, which is the schus of Aaron, who's able to be feeling the simcha of Moshe. I once thought to explain based on this. You know that the Kohen Gadol wore 8 begadim, and he had the names of the shvatim carved into the begadim in 2 different places. One was on the Yavne Shoam, which were on his shoulders of the ephod, straps of the ephod, and the second place was on the Avne Achoshen, which was on his chest. What's the message of the zikaron of the shvatim that Aaron had be carried in the 2 different places? So he has the shvatim on his shoulders. What does that show? That shows literally the notion being no say ba'ol. In other words, that carrying a load you carry on your shoulders. It means that when Klal Yisrael is down, is suffering, Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, the Ribon Shel Yisrael in that sense, he felt their pain. That's the symbol of the Avnei Shoam, the Shemos, the names of the Shvatim that were on his shoulders. And then you had the Shemos of the Shvatim, the names which were on the Choshen. And the Choshen has the Urim V'Tumim. Urim V'Tumim is a sense of clarity, like the image of Etzev HaShemayim LaTohar. That means when things are good, when things are clear, when things are up. And that's the same idea in the sense of Simcha, that Aaron HaKohen could identify and feel the joy of Klal Yisrael when they had cause to celebrate. So Aaron felt that as well. So 2 sides of being Nosi Ba'o, as we see. Nosi Ba'o in the sense of suffering, feeling the suffering, and also no sipa'ol, if you will, in the sense of identifying when things are good. So all of this is very one small layer of the larger notion, Shechinta v'Galusa, the sense of being no sipa'ol. Now let's turn to a second dimension. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Galus, so we say that means that Hashem is redeemed. It's not just that we're redeemed, Hashem is redeemed. What does that really mean? It's hard to even use those words, and actually if you look in that Mechilta, Rabbi Akiva says, Emoli Mikra Kasu, Yeshua Omro. You have the Tzukim that indicate that idea, so you have to obviously accept it. But it's hard to speak in those terms. Hashem is redeemed. How is Hashem affected that He's redeemed? We're human beings. We suffer, and then we're happy when we're relieved of the suffering. In what sense does it mean Hashem is redeemed? The truth is, this idea, again, has solid basis in all kinds of psukim. Some are more explicit, some are more implicit. And I should mention the following. There is a piyut that we say every Sukkot. Truth is, all of Hoshanas is this, but one specific piyut is mamish again and again with all the sources that highlight the idea. We say Hoshana l'mancha Elokeinu. Hoshana. For your sake. It's for you. Mancha boreinu, mancha goreinu, mancha l'mancha. For you. Now, after we say the first Hoshana, so we have a second one, which was authored by Rav Elazar Kalir. We say, Ani v'ho Hoshiana, and then we have, Kehoshata Eilin, Berud Imach, Betezcha Yesha Amach, Ken Hoshana, that's Aleph and Beis, and then the next line, Goy Ve'ruhim, Drushim Yesha Ukim, that's the Gimel V'Dalet. If you look very carefully, every sentence in this piyut, you will see that it's basically reiterating the idea again and again and again with all kinds of references to psukim and midrashim that are highlighting that same idea. Hashem didn't just take us out of Mitzrayim, He took Himself out of Mitzrayim. Kosata kana mishareres vayosha. Klal Yisrael is crying out, singing, Vayosha l'gocha mitziyenes vayivasha, to the one that saved her, it should be read, Vayivasha, he was saving himself. Toshata maimar v'hotseisi eschem, nakuv, you can also punctuate it, v'hotseisi itchem. And these are all based on Midrash. Toshata goy v'elohim, you saved the nation, and it's God. You didn't just save the nation. Also, that's a pasuk that's quoted in that same passage in the Mechilta. There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Actually, it's actually Shmuel Bey, Zayin. Mipnei amcha shepadisa mitzvayim goy elokav. Rabbi Kiva omer, amoli mikro kasuk, yefshila omro. Kiviyach omer yisof in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atzmecha padisa. So Hosanna l'mancha elokeinu, Hosanna. What does it mean? This is also a very profound idea, and it's very much wrapped up into the notion of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. We find many places, especially in Sefer Yecheskel, the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu performs Geula Leman Shemo, Man Shemo HaGadol, that it shouldn't become defiled and desecrated any Hagoyim. You really find it in Chumash as well. Most Rabbeinu invokes the notion of Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, Lama Yom Ragoyim, and so on. When we say Hashem is trapped in Golus, Hashem saves himself, it has to do with the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Kiddush Hashem versus Chil Hashem. The best place maybe to go with this is Shiras Hazin. He really highlights the idea that to the extent that we're deserving or not deserving is not as important as it has to happen. There's no alternative. What happens in Shiras Hazinu? Klal Yisrael have a very difficult, dark situation that faces them. And the tzaros are piling up, ros, rabos, bitzaros. And things don't look very good. But the problem is, even though maybe we're not on the level, we're not worthy, but that foe, that enemy of Klal Yisrael, is taking credit for himself. That enemy says, Yadenu Rama, the Lo Hashem Parakozos. Klal Yisrael might deserve it, but they don't see themselves as Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They see themselves as, you know, exercising military prowess, and what they stand for is not what Hashem stands for in the world. So Hashem is faced, if you will, with a dilemma. Maybe we don't deserve it, but then again, what's the alternative? And what happens? Somehow or other, Hashem steps in, intervenes, and Yashiv Nakam with Sarav, Yashiv Nakam with Sarav, Lumsama Yashalim, Ashkir Chitzavidam, Bechavitoch Albasar, Haninu Golimamu Kidam Avad of Yikom. So the Ramban puts it very, very beautifully over there in Hazin. What does it all mean? Says the Ramban as follows. On the pasuk Amarti Afayim Ashpisa Me'enos Zichram, and then he has a little more about it later on in the Shira. Yomar Hakasuf Ki Haya B'Midas Hadin Lios Liosenu Ken B'Golus Ga'olam. Based on Midas Hadin, strict justice, we should remain in exile forever. Lulei Kaso Yev V'Yorazeh. This indicates Ki B'Golusenu Ata, where we are today at the end of history. Thomas Chusavos, we depleted the Chusavos. There isn't anything left to dip into. There's no reservoir left of Chusavos. The Ein Lanu Hatzalam Yad Ha'amin Rak Bavork Shemo. What's our salvation? Leman Shemo. And he quotes Yecheskel. Va'atam B'tayna Hazos. And he quotes Moshe. Kachis Ki Moshe B'tfilaso. Va'amru Ha'goyim Esher Shamas Shimach Ha'leimor. And Hashem acknowledges Moshe's claim, Salachti Kidvaracha. That's by the Miraglim, that Pasuk. V'atam b'tayin hazos. What does Moshe want? They deserve, they don't deserve. V'amu ha'goyim. So what? Zok the Ramban, what it means is the following. It's not that Hashem has to show his power, to demonstrate his power. Hashem needs that. Ko ha'goyim ka'ayin negdo. Me'efes v'to nechshavu lo. Hashem feels bad that nobody sees him. Poor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has to. What does it really mean? The answer is, after Ramban, there's a purpose in the world. Hashem bara so adam betachton mishiyakir es boro. The yoda lishma. Why are we here? Why does the world exist? That mankind can acknowledge and recognize that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Hashem gives free will to every human being. Gahara lehetiv. When they chose with their free will to deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go do their own thing. So there's one nation Hashem still falls back on. Lo nishar rak ha'amazeh l'shmo. So how can Hashem's will in the world be expressed to justify the purpose of creation? That's with Klal Yisrael. And therefore Hashem invested in us, and he publicized all that he can do in the world for everyone to see. But also suvim mofsim, through Yitzias Mitzrayim, through the Makos, and everyone understands now that he's Elokei Elokim Adonai Adonim. Now suppose time plays on, plays out, and Klal Yisrael disappear from the face of the earth. Couldn't even say it could, can happen, but what would that mean? So then Yishkechu Ha'amim Es Ososa Ves Masa V'lo Yisuper Odehem. So all of it will be a relic of history. No one will ever know about it. And the whole message and the broadcasting of what it was supposed to represent, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael's mission in the world will all be lost. If someone remembers it, they'll say, it was some force of nature, some fluke of nature, Koach HaMazalos, and that would be it. And that would, what would that mean? The whole purpose of Bria, of Adam, would be negated. Because nobody would exist in the world who be Odeas Borom. And the world is not justified. And therefore, says Rabban, it was only right, based on the Yeratzon of Bria Sa'olam, that there has to be a nation that remains in the world forever, because they are the most intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're the ones who know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the notion of what it means Hashem has to step in L'man Shemo. Powerful idea. The Rabban reiterates it a little further on. Had Amra Ashira, Ki Besof Yashiv Nakam with Sarvim Sanav Yishalem, because they did what they did, not because they really wanted to fulfill Hashem's will. And therefore Hashem feels he has to step in, because if not us, then who? Now, there are a couple of things to notice in this Rambam. First of all, so now if I ask, do we need a merit? I mean, we have this safety net there. Do we need any kind of merit to experience Geula? Because after all, it can't be otherwise. Hashem has to save us because there has to be a purpose in creation. And it's going to only happen through us. So if a given point in time, Klal Yisrael have their backs against the wall, Midas Adin says, there's no hope, so then what? But it has to happen, right? It has to be a Geula, L'man Shemo. Now the Ramban says, sounds like you don't need merit. You don't need tshuva, he says. Ein b'shira zos t'nai b'tshuva v'avoda. The shira of Azino is a haftacha. Shtar idus, shenasa haroz v'nuchal. Somehow, we might do as bad as we do, and yet we will continue to do it, and yet we'll survive anyway, despite that. Hashem might discipline us, but lo yashmis zichreinu. He will not make our merit or our memory disappear, and he will punish all those who fought against us. Sounds like you don't need tshuva. But then again, you can ask the following. We have the parsha of tshuva in the Torah, in Parshas Nisavim, which describes the image of Lasid Lavo, Ki Avot Lecho Kvam Ha'ela, the Tochacha will befall you, and then the Shavta Hashem Alokacha, you return to Hashem, and Hashem will return you to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Hashem Alokacha Sivuscha, that there will be a process of Geula in response to a mass tshuva. Hashem is Mavtiach to do tshuva. So one has to know how to reconcile the parsha of Nitzavim, the parsha of tshuva, with what Ramban seems to be saying in Hazinu. The truth is, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, Tzadi Zayin, seemingly whether the Geula Sidos depend on Tshuva or not depend on Tshuva, but that's Rabbi Yeshua. But then it sounds like Rabbi Yeshua also agrees that there'll be Tshuva, but the Tshuva will be forced upon us. Hashem is Maimed HaMelech Shekasha Kohaman, and then we do Tshuva. So perhaps that's a way of reconciling the two parashiyos. In other words, there'll be a Tshuva, but it won't be our initiative, but it will be forced on us. You have to know. I'm not going to answer the question now, I'm just simply raising the question. And then there's one other thing to consider in the Ramban. The Ramban focuses on the fact that once Hashem has invested in us to have publicized his ability in the world so that everyone knows there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu through Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then Hashem has no choice, so to speak, but to redeem us. That's all good for exiles post Yetzias Mitzrayim. What about Yetzias Mitzrayim itself? What about Yetzias Mitzrayim itself? Were we worthy? Were we not worthy? And if we weren't worthy, so then on what basis does Hashem redeem us? L'man Shemo. If L'man Shemo means that without us there's no purpose in creation, because we're the most intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's already invested and brought about those miracles and everyone knows about it and people forget about it, but the miracles haven't happened yet. But then you could argue, but Hashem invests in us because of the possibility of the future, okay? He doesn't want to start from scratch, so to speak. But you have to know, according to Ramban's explanation, where does Yetzias Mitzrayim fit? Perhaps we'll come back to this as well. With the little time that we have left, let me shift focus a little bit. So to the disclaimer in every way. What I say now, I don't really know what I'm saying, but I'll say the words, and maybe you know a little bit more than me about it, and we'll, you know, between us, we'll have a little perspective. The Sfarim, I mean, the Rishonim here and there allude to ideas, and you know, later Sfarim develop them further. We know there's a notion of esospheres, channels through which the Shefa flows from heaven to earth. There are esospheres. Each one has a name. The one on the top, the first, is called Keser. That's the one that's Ma'od Ne'lama Me'enei Kochai. It's Nister, it's beyond. Then you have on each side of that, just below it, you have Chachma on the right, Bina on the left. Those are the top three. Those are like in a category by themselves. Those are three of the ten. And then you have, below those three, you have an additional seven. Those seven are alluded to in the Pasuk. We say, we take out the Sefer Torah, L'cha Hashem, Hagdula. This is from Devei Yom, I believe. L'cha Hashem, Hagdula, V'agvura. That's Chesed and Gvura. V'atiferes, that's the fifth. That's the sixth, I should say. That's right in the middle. The Netzach V'Hod are on either side of Tiferes, right and left. So that now you have eight. And then you have two more. Kichol Bashamayim V'Aretz, what is that? That's Yesod. And what's the tenth? One closest to this world? That's Malchus. So those are the ten spheres. What do we know about Malchus? Malchus, which is the one that's closest to this world, doesn't have its own force of at all. It's the Mekabel. It's purely like a Bechina of Nekeva. It's Mekabel. The Shefa goes through that into the world. So whatever way, in Gatov, in Lemutav, whatever Shefa is coming down to this world, it goes, Yesod is the thing directly feeds into Malchus, but it can go from further up, and then Derech Yesod, it goes into Malchus, and then comes into this world. Why am I saying this? It's because what apparently seems to be the way that the Torah Sanistar understands it, when we say Shechinta Begalusa, so the word Shechina is of course the feminine side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechina. So Shechina is, you could say, the Mida, the sphere of Malchus. So Shechinta Begalusa, it's Malchus. How do I know the idea? From Pasuk and Chumash. Everything somehow has to have its roots, you know, in the Torah, in the Tanakh, in Parshas Achrimos. V'chein yaseh le'olmoed hashochein itam besoch temosa. Hashochein itam, that's the Lashon Shechina. Hashochein itam besoch temosa. Whatever situation they're in, whatever level they're in, the Shechina v'imohem. Rabbeinu Bachaye in Parshas Vayigash. Anochi Eridoch Mitzrayim, we quoted the pasuk earlier. Aderach Kabbalah, he goes on to explain Shechinta Begalusa in this pasuk. And he notices Mitzrayim ends with a hey. Mitzrayim. And then Anochi Alcha Gam Olo ends with a hey. And as the Madurah Shevel brings in the bottom, Ben Bachai is saying that the hey is associated with Malchus. Even within Yud Kei Vav Kei, different letters associated with different spheros, the hey is Malchus. So he says, Rabbeinu Bachai says, that it's the Mita of Malchus that's the Galusa with us. The Ahei Hazos im Yisrael b'chol ha-Golias v'hu shedarshu gol in Yisrael shechinei mo'em and so on. And that's why he says, Imcha, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Nochi erit Imcha milashin tzara. Like it says, Imo anochi b'tzara. I'm with you in your suffering. That's why it says Altira Merida Mitzrayim, not Altira Laredes. Again, Merida gives us an additional hey. The fact that all these words are formulated with that hey at the end is because of the Mida Malchus, which is symbolized by the hey. That's why Yosef says to his father, Rida Eli Al Tamod, not Rein, but Rida Eli, the hey at the end of the word, because the hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with them. Now, again, the little that I can tell you, what is interesting about the Midah of Malchus, the sphere of Malchus? You've seen maybe this expression used in Svarim, Tnu Oz Elokim. An idea which is, again, very hard to explain. What it seems to be saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up the world in such a way that it's possible through our initiative, through our tefillah, through our Ma'asim Tovim, to affect Kiviyachol, some aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to speak, Hashem needs us. You have to be careful when you say these types of ideas, because if you say it in the wrong way, people can easily misunderstand it. So I'm giving you that context. But the concept does exist. Tnu Oz Elokim. Kiviyachol Hashem needs us to empower Him in order to be able to memorize the Shefa for our benefit. Malchus can bring about bracha. In fact, it's also not associated with Malchus, it's bracha, bracha, brecha. Through our Ma'asim Tovim, through our tefillah, through our tshuva, we empower HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? It means the Midah of Malchus, the sphere of Malchus. That's the aspect Kiviyach of Hashem that can be affected by us. Okay, because Malchus is by definition a Mekabel. Malchus doesn't have its own Shefa. It's the Klei Kibul for whatever Shefa is going into it, and then it comes out from there. So it can come from the higher spheres, but it can also come from us. So now we understand something very profound. When we say that Malchus is in Golus with us, Malchus, the aspect of the Shechina is with us, so how can we release our Kaddish Baruch Hu, so to speak, from this imprisonment? The answer is, we can. When we daven, Leman Shemo, when we do mitzvahs, Leman Shemo, that's the Lashem Yichad Kusha Baruch Hu Shechinte, then we help the Shechina, that dimension of Malchus, to be released from the goats. And that's why it's so important to daven for the Geula, Leman Shemo. Because Hashem needs us to be able to empower Him, so to speak, in terms of that sphere of Malchus, which is what's always receiving. And through our merits, that can happen. And that's the mechanism Hashem has set up into the world. The name Ekya Asher Ekya, that comes up so much in the parasha that we read this week. Rashi says, Eyeimon Mitzorazu, just like I'll be with them in other Golios. So when Moshe Shapiro writes in Afike Mayim, in the Sefer on Pesach, based on the Ramban here, that what does it mean, Ekya Asher Ekya? You call out and I'll answer. It's the name that Hashem is a Shomea Tefillah. The Sod of Ekya is Hashem is a Shomea. He can hear what you're saying, and then He'll respond. And Hashem says, Tzakas Bnei Sabo Eilai, and then He says, Ekya Asher Ekya. I want to skip a little bit because it's late. There's a lot to say more about this union of Malchus and Knesset Yisrael. There's a very long Ramban. I just give you the Mar Mokum. You need to go through it with the Rebbe or with Svarim that can try to elucidate what every word and every line means. Otherwise, I still don't know Pshat the Ramban, but many times I wouldn't even bother looking at it. Now I can at least read it. That's about all I can say. You know, I can at least read the sentence and punctuate it. In Parshas Chayisara, Hashem Berach has Avraham Bakol. There's a long Ramban that talks about the notion of Bakol. And he explains how the Midah Malchus is called Kol. It's really Yisod and Malchus. Bakol is the Malchus and Kol is Yisod. But he talks about this notion, and the Rabbeinu Bachai writes that the Ramban wrote too much. There's Megala too much. The Rabbeinu Bachai, you see, Ramban shouldn't have said it. Okay, but he writes it, so it's there. And it's called Zos. There's a lot of association with the word Malchus and Knesset Yisrael. I believe there's a lot here to be said in terms of the relationship because Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, in terms of the Shiftei Ka, the notion of Shvatim, and probably all kinds of Tzirufim of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I have no idea what I mean, but these are all connected as well. Also the Shemos, Aniva Al Hoshiana, you look at the Tosis and Sukkah Memhei, you'll see Tosis quotes, Ani is one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that represents Shkinta Begalusa, that's another name associated with Malchus. They say Keser is Ayin, and Malchus is Ani, the same letters, but the letters are arranged differently. And then the Tosfos brings who as another pasuk, but who aser bazikim, he is trapped. Again, all these things are just to show you how deep Torah is, and anyone who esek ben estaros, but to understand what we're dealing with here, not just on the surface level. But I just want to end with the following, which I think is also within the realm of Kabbalah, but I think important to hear it in terms of the notion of the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the notion of Rachamim. This comes from the Sefer Shari Ora, Yosef Gatilya, who has, of course, a Pesach to understand the Yesesfiros and the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he writes that Yetzias Mitzrayim came about because of the name of Ekya, as we find in the parasha. But he says very clearly that Klal Yisrael did not have merits to be redeemed. The Midrashim will find other opinions. The Midrashim say, b'schus various things, they were redeemed. Shinu with Shemam, as you know, Shinu with Rishonah, Mabusha, b'schus HaTfilah, b'schus Rabban says Tfilah, b'schus HaTshuvah. There are all kinds of possibilities of what you see that they had to take a Korban Pesach before they left, so they needed some kind of a merit. He takes the route that Klal Yisrael did not deserve at all to be redeemed. They were Shakua B'memtas Sharitum. And yet, they were redeemed because of the name of Ekya, which he says is Midas Harachamim, which is associated with the sphere of Keser. And remember, Keser is the sphere that's the first. That's the one that's beyond. It's one of the first three, and it's Mamish. It's ayin. It's beyond anything. So he writes as follows. Yeshecho lo hodiacha. I have to tell you. Kishegi azman shama kadosh baruch hu Avraham ligo es Yisrael mitzrayim lo hayinu ruuyim ligeula. We were not worthy. As we find in Pesukim Yecheskel, Klal Yisrael doing all kinds of terrible things. Ma asa kadosh baruch hu rosh egi haketz v'rosh lo Yisrael ruuyim geula. What happens? Oz nizgalu Tenei HaKeser Hu Olam HaRachamim HaGemurim. Keser is pure Rachamim. Pure Racham, unadulterated Racham. And if Keser is Nisgala with its full manifestation of Rachamim, then Oz Nismagul Kol HaSfiros V'chotzi Noros Chesed V'Rachamim. Then if Keser is turning on, then all the Spiros, the Mela, follow suit. The Avru Pnei Hazam, Shari Kos Firos, Hoyo Omdos, Besimcha Uvechetva. Shari Nizgalu Pnei Harachamim Hagemurim. This is Rachamim Gemurim. Keser is pure, unadulterated Rachamim. And that's why Hashem says to Moshe, Ekya Shulachani Alecha, meaning Ekya is the Shem Hashem that's connected to Keser. Olam Harachamim Hagemurim Nizgalu Al Kos Firos. Veofia Shem Ekya, Venefcha Midas Adin Rachamim, Ubesiba Zu Aten Nigalim. Even though you're not worthy, keeps repeating him points again and again. You know that we have in Yugim Omidos that we say around Yom Kippur. And there's this idea of Achanosius Asher Ochon, Af B'She'eno Hogun. There's a place that Hashem expresses Rachamim despite a person's unworthiness. That's coming from Keser, he says. Why is this relevant for us? I mean, we don't, anyone know Esek ben Estaros, but he says the following, he concludes with this. Hamevin Masha B'Arno B'Shar Azeh, which was Shar Asiri of a Keser, Yosef B'Tochon B'Simcha. One thing you should have as a takeaway from this, to feel bitachon and to feel simcha. The yeda, kama heim rachamim shel Hashem Yisbarach al briyosav, the yoser al Yisrael. How great is the possibility of Hashem's rachamim for all His creatures, but especially for Klal Yisrael, shehu meitiv lahem, the chonen umirachim aleihem behisgalus olam harachamim avabish enam ruuyim laosam harachamim zel inyan yitzias mitzrayim v'atam sheyizkid bo etra. So I leave you with that. I think there's a lot of Yosef Mashe Marti Lechnechem Kosov Kan V'yesh Kan Yishma Chocham Yosef Lekach, I think the most basic idea we should never forget is, of course, the importance of being nosei ba'ol in chaveiro, that Hashem is teaching us is so basic, such a yisod of the bria, as Rav Ovi said, to be nosei ba'ol on the visual level, to be nosei ba'ol on the communal level, to be nosei ba'ol when it's sar, but also to feel the simcha of others. That's, I think, the most important nekuda, the idea of giving chizuk, providing hope, and making people feel that they're not alone. This is important. It's important to know that we have a mission in the world. Klal Yisrael are not just regular people. We have a mission. We sometimes, you know, we fall short of our mission, but we have to remember that we have a mission. We have a charge. Klal Yisrael as a whole, but every individual as a yachid is part of that larger mission. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzta'er when, you know, when things are not good, because to the extent that we're not fulfilling that mission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision in the world is not being actualized. So we're letting HaKadosh Baruch Hu down, so to speak. And to the extent that we can dive in not just for ourselves, but for that loftier goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his vision in the world, Leman Shemo, to that extent our tefillahs can be accepted. To that extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas ruach. And to know that we matter. We have, whatever way you explain it, we have a certain ability to empower HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whatever way it works. Again, with Midas HaMalchus and Spiros HaMalchus, but whatever it is, we have that. Hashem gave it to us, and we should be able to use it in the way that it properly can be used. And we should be zocheh, all of us, on a personal level, to Geula. And, of course, the Klal Yisrael as a whole, to be zocheh to a Yes, go tzedek, mehera, yameinu, amen.